Achoo!
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's coming to you live from New York City. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, a smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio if you got one. CBSSportsRadio.com and everywhere else. Thank you. This is the JR Sport Brief Show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. March Madness is upon us. I'm in the studio right now watching Oakland lead Kentucky 57-52. Some of the other scores right now. Let me give you a quick update. Hold on a second. What do we got here? Iowa State over South Dakota State 54-38. Gonzaga over McNeese. They whooping that ass 51-25. In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have St. Peter's in Tennessee. And then on this show, 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Illinois head coach Brad Underwood is going to come through and join us. Illinois knocked off Morehead State earlier today, 85-69. Illinois is going to take on Duquesne. That is next up on the matchup. I'm going to get to some of the other scores, some of the other games that have taken place today. But this one going on right now between Oakland and John Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats, it's a fun one. Why is this a fun one? Because we got a guy that America has never heard of who is going out there and handling business right now. Oakland has a player. Let me see, make sure I'm saying it right. Jack Golkey. This man has taken 17 threes. He has knocked down 9 of them. He has 27 points. Every single one of his shots. Guess what, Hickey? Every one of his shots has been what? What do you think?
I'm going to guess a 3.
Every shot. Every shot. 9 of 17. He is what I call a yakking. He is up there yakking. He's pulling. He's yakking. He's shooting. Shooter, shoot. He's pulling. He's doing it all. 9 of 17. 57 of 52. And I want the upset, right? I want to see the team that nobody expects to win. I said this earlier in the show. I said Kentucky's going to wipe them out. I said Kentucky is going to win. Well, not if Jack Golkey keeps pulling shots. Now, I did see him take a 3. And Hickey, the one that I saw more recently, it hit nothing. But look, when you're 9 of 17 and all you're doing is taking threes, how many threes do you think he's going to attempt in the final eight and a half minutes of this game?
I'm going to say at least 3 more. I mean, unless Kentucky puts 4 guys on him and says, you're not shooting, he gets any sort of window, he's getting a 20. No doubt about it.
Well, Oakland currently has its largest lead of the night, 59-52. I would bet that Golkey is going to play the rest of this game. He will not sit down. He will not take a seat unless he is completely gassed. And that every shot that he takes, unless he has a clear, you know what? Even if this man has a clear lane to the basket, he going to pull up and take a 3. Yeah, they're running the offense right now. What, they got a little pick-and-roll action? Where the hell is he at, number 3? Oh, he's down in the basket. He's waiting for a screen. He's trying to get past one. They're trying to find him. Here he goes. Oh, nope, little down-low action. I guess he can't shoot every shot, Hickey, can he, right?
No, especially if Kentucky has anything to say about it, and especially when you only can shoot from behind the arc. It's a little tough if you're playing some tight defense to get every shot up, but Oakland should try at least.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date on this game. 61-56. This is a good one, and we've had plenty of good ones today. We've had some shocks and surprises. That's a lot of S's. Forgive me. How about this one? The biggest shock I'd say of the day so far. One of them early in the day. Duquesne. They went out there and they defeated BYU. The final score 71-67. Yesterday we had head coach from BYU, Mark Pope, joined us, and I pretty much thought and said that BYU was going to handle Duquesne, a team that doesn't know what March Madness is because they haven't felt or tasted it or been to the dance in 47 years. They hold it down. They get the job done. Let's take a listen to the final call. Duquesne upsetting BYU 71-67. This is courtesy of Westwood One NCAA.
4.3 seconds to go. Duquesne up 71-67. Hall, half court heave. No good. Out of bounds. Duquesne can do. 71-67. Their first NCAA tournament win since 1969 as they knock off BYU 71-67.
Duquesne's head coach, Keith Dambro, he talked after the game. He said, listen, I'm proud of my team. We didn't give up. We didn't quit. And BYU, oh, yeah, they were getting smacked around, but they made it close. They made it interesting later in the game. But Duquesne held on. Dambro was proud of his squad.
We've been in a million of these things. So I thought we did an unbelievable job of taking their punches and punching back. You know, they wobbled us for sure. You know, we were wobbly-legged. You know, we had a cut under our eye, over our eye. But we just kept fighting back. We just made enough plays. And again, nothing has come easy for this group. We've had to do it the hard way. We were running uphill all year, just trying to get to 500 in the league. And, you know, we went to George Mason and VCU, and we went a squeaker against George Washington. And then we played pretty good basketball in the A-10 tourney, but certainly we were tested in that as well. And I just think that the more times you're put into those positions, the more you respond. And it also says a lot about just how tough of guys these guys are.
Hey, congratulations, Duquesne. You're going to take on Illinois. And as I told you, Illinois knocked off Morehead State 85. And we're going to have the head coach of Illinois join us. He's coming through in about 15 minutes from now. Brad Underwood will be joining us here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sportbrief Show. Now, you heard Coach Keith Dambro talk about how we've been here before. And he's referring to close games. Yeah, sure, fine. They really haven't been here before when it comes down to the tournament. Someone who has, and I think we're all used to this, it's Michigan State. Michigan State knocks off Mississippi State. The final score there, 69-51. Up next for Michigan State, those Spartans, they got North Carolina. We got Spartans, and we got some Tar Heels. Tom Izzo's been here a lot. 26th straight March Madness appearance. That is a Division I record. He's 20-6 in March Madness appearances. This is 56th overall win. He's been to 8 Final Fours, which is the 5th most all time. He's used to this. He's true to this. And he says, well, I'm proud of my guys. They're tough, like Draymond.
It was an old school win for us. The Cleaveses and Smiths and Petersons and, you know, Draymonds and all the guys from the past would have been proud because it was a tough, rugged game. And we haven't been bringing that all the time this year. And I thought we did a hell of a job of it.
Okay, another team that's used to being here. This team might also go on a run. The Arizona Wildcats, they beat Long Beach State 85-65. They got Dayton up next. And Dayton, well, Dayton had to do some work to get here. Dayton beat Nevada 63-60. And it took a whole lot of work. Dayton had to go on a 24-4 run at the end of the game just to come back and beat Nevada. Their head coach, Anthony Grant, he talked. After the game, he spoke in the locker room, and he said, we were close to death, but we rose like the Undertaker. Something like that.
This is when the fun starts. This is when the fun starts, right? got that win, okay? Hell of a fight. Hell of a fight. You never gave up. Man, you never gave up, all right? Listen, I've been a part of this thing before, okay? That right there was what you would call a near-death experience. And you know what you did?
Didn't die.
You didn't die. You found a way. You found a way, okay? So listen, so right now, we know what it takes to win in the postseason, okay? We know what we got to do, all right? I am so proud of you guys for not giving up on us, for not giving up on yourself.
Now, Hickey, were there, I mean, there are Undertaker memes for everything. Did you see any Undertaker memes today?
No, but I like that one a lot. That's, I think, perfect. Perfectly fitting for that comeback.
The Undertaker. Just like you're laid out. You think you got him beat. And he just sits up in the casket. And then he grabs you by the neck and it's over. He wins. That's how the Undertaker does.
Casket's half closed. Should have been over.
Yeah, I've seen the Undertaker smash open a casket and still get you. Yeah, I didn't know a living human being could die and come back. Only in professional wrestling. Thank you, Undertaker. Anyway, this team, they didn't have to come back from nothing. They just whooped on them. Oregon, the Ducks, they beat South Carolina. Let me say this again. The 11th-ranked Oregon Ducks beat the 6th-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks. The final score there, 87-73. There was a former Gamecock. You could consider this to be revenge. Jermaine Cousinard scored 40 points in this game. 40 points. We haven't had a guy from a 2-seed score 40 points in a game since some guy, you may have heard of him, his name is Steph Curry. A matter of fact, yeah, let's listen to Cousinard go out there and get those buckets.
Settles in, takes a look, fires, and hits. That is 40 points for Jermaine Cousinard. A career high against his former team. 14-point game with under 35 to go.
Hey, this is Cousinard after the game. Well, that's courtesy of Westwood. This is courtesy of CBS Sports. He spoke to CBS, and he talked about how he was able to go out there and get that 40.
My teammates, man. I wouldn't be here without them guys, man. For the last month, last week, these guys put the ball in my hands to make plays. And I feel like the coach is willing to keep making plays for me, man. I wouldn't be nothing without those guys in our locker room.
Oh, he's emotional. Can't blame him. He continued on. It didn't stop there. He had special inspiration in the arena. It was his grandma.
Everything, man. This is my grandma's first game here this season, so I knew I had to make sacrifice for her. Just one day, that's all I dreamed of, for her to come to one of my games, and man, she was able to come tonight.
Yeah, she made the game, and he won. You gotta appreciate that. Hey, Hickey, before we bring on Coach, he's coming through in about 8-10 minutes, Brad Underwood. Hey, let's hit him with an update.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, these are fun. Hey, listen, I told you I'm watching Oakland and Kentucky. Man, this is going down to the wire. 4 minutes, 9 seconds left in the game. Did this man hit another three?
10 threes.
This is some wild stuff. Oakland leads 67-65. And as Hickey just said, Jack Golkey hit another three. He has 30 points. He's 10 of 19 from deep. He's 10 of 19 from the field. If it ain't a three, he ain't taking it. And this is the part of basketball that I don't understand. Hit the guy. Or am I a jerk? Hickey, am I a jerk? Hit him, right? No, hit him. Hit him. Not violently, but like run up on him, push him.
If you're Kentucky, there is nothing at this point that's off the table. Nothing. Whatever it takes.
And I get it. It's close. Kentucky could still win. Very close. The game might as well be even. They're going blow for blow right now. But I'm saying to myself, who can afford the foul? Okay, you can afford the foul. Hit him. Not a shooting foul, but hit him. I'm saying. It's basketball. It is a physical sport. I'm not saying deck him. I'm not saying treat him like Draymond Green. Don't punch him in the face. But make sure that he feels and knows that you're out there. Defense, damn it. Oakland beating Kentucky 67-65, 4 minutes and 9 seconds left in the game. Also, as we continue to roll on, Iowa State leads South Dakota State 59-44. Gonzaga smacking up McNeese 60-37. Those are your three active games. We have four more. St. Peter's and Tennessee scheduled to get underway in about 5 minutes. North Carolina State and Texas Tech is supposed to get things rolling in about 25 minutes. And in about 45 minutes, we have the last game of the night, Drake and Washington State. So much going on. Man, let's see what Oakland and Kentucky do, because if Oakland beats Kentucky, that is another big-time upset. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. No upsets here. When we come back on the other side of the break, it's time for a conversation with the head coach of Illinois, the Fighting Illini. Brad Underwood is going to join us following his team's victory over Morehead State. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. We're here on CBS Sports Radio.
Combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That audio, that game-winning audio, courtesy of Westwood One. A little Morgan Wallen, courtesy of our guest at this point in time. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are being joined by head coach of the Fighting Illini. Illinois head coach Brad Underwood is joining us. Hey, coach, how you doing?
Well, I love hearing that, Morgan Wallen. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm sure after the victory tonight, this afternoon against Morehead State, that's what was blaring in the locker room, right?
Hey, well, it was at least in my headset. There's no doubt. he's boy, is he good in concert. Man, I saw him in Wrigley Field last year. That was an all-time great.
Well, I was going to say, at Wrigley Field? Did you hang out at Wrigleyville before you went in?
Well, isn't that a must?
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow. Oh, good.
Absolutely. Had the whole family there enjoying a festive night. Great concert. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, certainly, I know you're in a festive mood as well as your team. You guys beat Morehead State 85-69 this afternoon. You're going to move on to take on Duquesne. We'll get to that momentarily. Not the fastest of starts. A little 9-0 run by Morehead. Was that just jitters at the beginning? What were the guys doing? What were they thinking?
No, I think it was a little jitters. I think it was a little, you know, maybe just a little tight. I don't know. It was not something that I enjoyed very much. I thought we settled down after that. We ended up being up 1.5, and it's kind of a 10-point swing there, and we played okay after that. It was just a really kind of a unique funk we were in, but give Morehead credit. They're a good basketball team.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. We're being joined by Illinois head coach Brad Underwood. You guys ended the season going ahead, plowing through everybody here with the Big Ten. You picked up this victory. What are you noticing with the team at this point of the season? Do you feel y'all have clicked and peaked at the right time?
No, I do. I think we're healthy, which is we were not throughout. We kind of had three seasons in one this year. And then I think the other piece of that is when you get your best players playing really well, that helps. Terrence Shannon was elite in the Big Ten tournament again today. Marcus Damask has a triple double today. So your best players are stepping forward and playing extremely well, and that makes things that makes things easier. You still got to go out and guard. I thought the second half today was really solid, and then we're getting really good bench play, you know, from guys that Dane Deja, Luke Goody, all those guys have been instrumental in helping us win here down the stretch.
And Brad Underwood is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the head coach of Illinois. You talk about Marcus Domask. This man had the first triple-double that we've seen in the tournament since some guy named Ja Morant. What was his response when he learned that in the afternoon?
You know, he's very low-key. He's very stoic. He's not a real emotional player. He had a smile on his face, and yet he's so appreciative of his teammates, of you know, he doesn't get that if they don't make baskets. And we run a lot of offense through him. He's a guy that distributes. He takes what the game gives him. And, you know, triple-doubles are great, but they take a lot of help from your teammates.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. As more people start to watch Illinois as you guys move on through this tournament with Duquesne up next, what would you say about your squad for anyone who's going to be watching for the first time against Duquesne?
Well, I think we're a little different. You know, we're a team that is maybe plays without a non-traditional point guard. We kind of start and play positionless. We're a team that is, you know, spaces the floor. I think we're also can be very versatile. Dane Deja came in today off the bench, was 9 for 9. He's, you know, 6'10", 6'9", 270 pounds. But again, it's a team that is, we're old. We're a team that is, mature. We're very unselfish. And I think we've got a couple of great players and they're playing great.
And Coach Brad Underwood is here with us, coach of Illinois. Well, you got Duquesne up next. You have a chance to go out there and prepare and look at all the tape. What have you learned already about what you're going to face against Duquesne, especially what they did today? A lot of people didn't expect this W against BYU.
Well, they're very, very tough. They're extremely well coached. Coach Dambrot does an unbelievable job. They're a top 40, top 30 defense. They're very handsy, and then they've got two great guards. Those guards dominated the game today. Their role players step up and make big plays. They're very defined in their roles. I really like their team. I think they're tough and they're gritty. They make plays and really took BYU away from what they want to do. They control tempo and we've got to be able to make shots and we've got to be able to handle those two guards.
Well, Coach, let's talk about what you've been able to do since taking over the reins in 2017, having to go through that COVID year. It felt like COVID years. Then getting back into the tournament and advancing into the second round those first 2 years that you went, and now you're on another run. How have you seen things change, especially with this veteran-type squad, through adversity and all the ups and downs just through life, not just basketball?
Well, Illinois is a really good job. And I've got great administrative support. I've got a great athletic director. We've got incredible facilities. We just moved into a new practice facility. We sell out every night. So it's a program that has great passion and great support. So that helps. You play in the Big Ten, you're going to get tested. This group is resilient. They're tough. We set out last year. We were a very, very young team. This year, we went out through the portal and we got older. And this team is together. They're connected. It's as fun a group as I've had coaching it. Let's see where it takes us.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to let you put the bow or the cherry on top. We got a lot of folks from Illinois who are tuned in right now. What do you want to say? What message do you want to share as you guys have now advanced and move on here in the tournament?
Well, one game at a time. Let's enjoy it. Let's go have fun. And We'll see what Saturday brings. We got a great Duquesne team, and they're watching a special group of players, and hope they enjoy it.
Hey, no doubt about it, Coach. Listen, take some advice from JR. Play the Morgan Wallen in the locker room before they play. Guaranteed victory, okay?
If it's guaranteed, I'm playing it. Thanks, JR.
No doubt about it. Good luck against Duquesne. That, Brad Underwood, head coach of Illinois. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much to head coach of Illinois, Brad Underwood, for joining us. Illinois took care of Morehead State earlier this afternoon. 85-69 was the final score. Illinois, a little bit of a slow start. Morehead State getting out to a 9-0 run. And then Illinois then proceeded to kind of run them clear out of the building. And trust me, Morgan Wallen, guaranteed victories. I love the fact that he also said before he went inside to the concert that he hung out in Wrigleyville. Me, if I hung out in Wrigleyville, I might not have made it inside to the concert. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up next, before we keep on rolling. Hey, we got somebody who staged a little bit of a comeback here. Dayton player Nate Santos is going to join us on the other side of the break. We're going to ask him about that 24-4 run that helped move Dayton on further into the tournament against Arizona.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That audio you just heard courtesy of Westwood One. We all know about Dayton bouncing back, knocking off Nevada 63-60. Nate Santos is joining us here on the line representing Dayton. I also got to fill you in. We've just had an upset here in March Madness. It's official. It is final. Oakland, they knock off Kentucky, the final score, 80-76. But let's have a chat with Nate, knocking down two of those late baskets for Dayton. Nate Santos, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
Man, thank you. I'm good.
No doubt about it. So, listen, we all heard from head coach Anthony Grant post-game. Why were you guys so slow? Why did we even need a comeback? What happened?
Man, I don't know. I think we had a good start to the game. Obviously, we had a lead. But going there into half, you know, they punched right back. And, you know, I think we kind of dug ourselves a hole. So, you know, obviously you don't want to be in that position. But, you know, thankfully we fought back.
Yeah, Nate Santos is joining us from the Dayton Flyers. Listen, Dayton went on a 24-4 run to close out the game. You guys were down 56-39. With 7 minutes left. What the heck was Coach saying to y'all at the end of the game? Go ahead, please, give us the safe version.
Man, just basically saying that this is March, you know. This is kind of what you work for, you know, through preseason and you know, for your life as a basketball player. So, you know, man, he was, after the game, he was incredibly excited. But, you know, throughout that comeback, you know, coach is just trying to get us to come together and fight. So definitely a lot of emotions.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Now, you guys have Arizona up next on the schedule. What's the preparation going to look like between now and then, given that it's only going to be about a day?
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround. I think, you know, tonight we'll watch film on them, talk about personnel. But, yeah, we're shifting our focus, kind of enjoying it right now, but we know we have Arizona on Saturday. So,
Nate Santos is here with us from Dayton. Dayton winning today, bouncing back against Nevada. For people who are finding out about this team, what makes this squad special? What can we look forward to as we see you guys and watch y'all take on Arizona?
Yeah, I think just what makes us so special is that we're a group that doesn't go down easily. You know, obviously with the game today, you saw it firsthand, but this wasn't our first experience kind of being down and being counted out in a game. So, you know, we've done that multiple times throughout the season, and, you know, we're a team that'll fight and we won't give up. So I think that's what makes us special.
Well, Nate, talk about the support from everybody from Dayton, man. It seems like, I don't want to say people are coming out of the woodwork, but you got to be getting more pats on the backs and texts and phone calls than in a long time, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. And, you know, the Dayton fan base, I don't know if a lot of people know, but I think the Dayton fan base is one of the best in the country. You know, they travel really well, even throughout the season. You know, they'll come to away games. They came heavily when we went to Charleston for the Charleston Classic earlier this year. Obviously, you know, the community in Dayton is a great one, you know, and they give a lot of great support.
Well, listen, Nate, you put the final nail in the coffin to kind of close out the game. You're getting hugged up. You got the fist pump going on. The end of the game, what is going through your mind? Are you blacking out at that point in time? Are you super focused?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, man, I was just kind of lost in the fight, you know. I was super locked in. I just wanted to win so badly. I tried not to let any other outside thoughts kind of distract me than kind of putting that nail in the coffin.
Certainly, man. Talk about your teammates, because it's not just you. It's not just DeRon. Talk about the whole team in that locker room, man.
Yeah, we got a special group. One thing we kind of pride ourselves on is, you know, obviously we have an All-American in DeRon Holmes, but, you know, with other guys on our team, it could be anyone's night. And I think that's what makes us a dangerous team is, you know, you might focus on one guy, but, you know, we have a bunch of other killers on our team who can come out and have a great game. So we really pride ourselves on that.
Well, Nate, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on and talk to the country on CBS Sports Radio. You have any final words for all the Flyers fans who might be listening around the country?
Go Flyers, man. You know, we're still out here battling. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. That Nate Santos of the Dayton Flyers, Dayton coming back, knocking off Nevada, going on a 24-4 run at the end of the game to upset them, 63-70. Arizona is up next, and we'll see how much Dayton energy of the Flyers are going to continue to keep things rolling here in the tournament. Thank you so much again to Nate Santos. He had the final two baskets to go out there and close things out to complete that run and finalize the victory. Speaking of finalizing a victory, this one went final pretty much the second that we had Nate on. It's done. It's over. It's official. Oakland, they knock off Kentucky. 80-76 is the final score. I put out a little message. I put out a tweet because I'm a nice jerk, right? I said John Calipari actually has to find some players, some superstars, buy some guys who can actually go out there and play defense. 80 points. 80 points. Let me say that again. A John Calipari team, Kentucky, gave up 80 points against Oakland. And the man of the hour, hey, Hickey, we hit the nail on the head. 23s from Jack Golke. 23s. He didn't make 23s. He went 10 of 20 from three. He didn't take a two-point shot. Damn it, did he take a free throw? He took three free throws. He was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He was 10 of 20 from the field. That's a green light if I've ever heard one, no?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? When he's feeling it early on, I'm sure the coach is telling him it's double green. It's triple the green. You like it, you shoot it.
Yeah, that was quite amazing. And we had this conversation early on. Last hour, we had a talk with Jerry Palm from CBS Sports, and he pretty much said, yeah, they don't play no defense. You don't play no defense, then you don't go ahead and you don't win. And so now Oakland moves forward. They're going to take on the winner between Texas Tech and North Carolina State. That game is coming up. And so now John Calipari has been with Kentucky. This is his 15th season. He has missed the Sweet 16 now in four straight seasons. And so you really have to understand that with the power structure in college basketball right now, with the transfer portal, when you have players who are moving and shaking and going wherever the hell that they want to, it's not so easy for John Calipari to walk up and just say, I'm going to get you to the NBA. There's people out here, they wake up. They do what they want. It's it. And oh, yeah, by the way, news came down the pipe earlier this afternoon that the NBA is eliminating the G League Ignite team. If you're not familiar with the G League Ignite team, it was basically a mechanism. It was a G League team where the NBA wanted to bring in some of the best prospects before they got to the NBA and pay them. And so instead of some of these young men going into college, they could join the G League Ignite team. They could get hands-on experience, a transitional period into the pros. And the NBA basically said, we are terminating it. You know, Jonathan Kuminga came from the G League Ignite team. Scoot Henderson, rookie for the Portland Trail Blazers, came from the G League Ignite team. But you have so much movement right now. And the fact that the players can get paid via NIL, the NBA squashed it. They said the G League Ignite team is not necessary because the players can just go ahead and get paid anywhere. And there are really no limits to what they can go out there and get paid. Tonight, if you really want to dive into the numbers, and this is, Hickey, you say Oakland, bigger upset? Oakland beating Kentucky versus what we got earlier today with Duquesne knocking off BYU? I'd say so.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially Calipari. Listen to these numbers. 80 points for Oakland. 48% from downtown. And you could thank Gokey for that. He was 10 of 20 from deep. 40 points off the bench. Oh, yeah, that's right. Gokey, that he wasn't a starter tonight. They pulled him off the bench, and he dropped 32 of their 40 bench points. A matter of fact, Gokey off the bench outscored the Kentucky Wildcats 32 to 21. And John Calipari has to just think about his future. I don't think he's one of these guys. He's not old enough to go the way of the Coach K's and the Jim Boeheim's to just go ahead and give up. But it's wild. Four straight Sweet 16s without Kentucky for the second time ever. The last time they went on one of these stretches, 2006 to 2009. Hey, Hickey, let's hit him with that fancy music one more time before we roll out.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, let's go ahead and give you some scores. Well, this one just got underway, and it's an ass-whooping already. And no shock here, because Tennessee is expected to go deep into the tournament. Tennessee beating up on St. Peter's. Sorry. 20-5. There's about 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Tennessee over St. Peter's right now. Hey, let me give you a quick rundown of all of the games. Michigan State over Mississippi State, 69-51. Duquesne, they beat BYU. Told you about that surprise, 71-67. Creighton over Akron, 77-60. Arizona beats Long Beach State, 85-65. North Carolina, they beat Wagner, 90-62. Thank you so much. We had the coach on. He joined us about 20 minutes ago. Brad Underwood joined us from Illinois. Illinois beats Morehead State, 85-69. Oregon, they beat South Carolina, 87-73. Dayton beat Nevada. We just spoke to Nate Santo, 63-60. Texas, they beat Colorado State, 56-44. Oakland, we just talked about them, knocked off Kentucky. Didn't play no defense. Oakland wins 80-76. Iowa State, you talk about that defense, okay tonight. 82-65, they beat South Dakota State. Gonzaga beats McNeese, 86-65. And we have three more games that have yet to get underway in about 20 to 30 minutes. Texas Tech takes on North Carolina. Washington State will take on Drake. And Kansas will take on Samford. I need to tell you about something that took place this day in sports history. And what exactly is it? Well, we don't have to go back too far to when Mercer beat Duke in 2014. Let's go ahead and take a listen to the evidence. Let's go back in time, into my time machine. Let's hear the audio.
Got it. 2/10 to go. Mercer has pulled the upset, and Duke is gone. A 14 has beaten a 3.
What a wild two. A
while 3 days of the tournament. Mercer ends the game on a 20-8 run.
Yeah, you got to go back to 2014, March 21st. Mercer beat Duke 78-71. The voices sound very familiar because they are. That was courtesy of CBS, the great Kevin Harlan, that guy Reggie Miller who took all those threes and defeated the New York Knicks all those years. 14th-seeded Mercer knocked off the Duke Blue Devils. Feels like yesterday, damn it. It was 10 years ago. You know what they say about time? It flies when you're having fun. Hey, Hickey, I had some fun tonight, man.
Tonight was a lot of fun. What a great show. What a great night. Got some good upsets, some really good games, a dramatic comeback, a big-time Cinderella story brewing right now in Oakland. Great guests.
Hey, great guests. A lot of fun. You know what? I had so much fun. I got another update. Hit it, Hickey. Hit it.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, the tournament update is I had fun. Hey, thank you again, Hickey. Thank you. That was the update.
I like the update. That was the best one we've gotten tonight.
Yeah, that was the update. I had fun. Hey, Hickey, you're going to hold it down tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I hope to have just as much fun tomorrow as we did tonight.
Oh, you will, you will, you will. You got this. Thank you so much for an amazing show. This was a great show, by the way, Hickey. I'm going to blame you for us having a great show. Thank you, okay? Listen, folks, Hickey is going to hold it down tomorrow. I got to watch basketball tomorrow. Not here, unfortunately. I got some stuff I have to take care of. Hickey got you. I'll be back on Monday. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You missed the show, the free Odyssey app. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. I like everybody tonight. I like Hickey. I like Shep. Shep is filling in for Bart, so don't move. Have a great show, Shep. You too, Hickey. Love you guys.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.